And now this is a dictation for Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, Haggy, H-A-G-E-Y, July 1147, address as a letter, Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, a follow-up for Mr. Haggy. In-person visit. Weight is down. Appetite is poor. Less urine output. Isolated nausea, no vomiting. Diarrhea, no bleeding. Sleep apnea, but not using CPAP machine because it's too uncomfortable. Urine is down, no cloudiness, bladder infection. AB fistula place, February 18, right side, the brachial area. No oxygen, minor orthopnea, no PND. Feeling weak. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the phosphorus binders, the vitamin D-125, Oncoric, Felodipine, and Alapril. Next paragraph, blood pressure today was running low. On the left side, at 120 over 60. He has some degree of tachypnea, no severe respiratory distress, decreased hearing, normal speech, some pallor of the skin, no gross jaundice cyanosis, do not localize any RALS, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap. The AB fistula is very small on the right brachial area, some degree of coldness on the hands, but no severe cyanosis or ulcers, obesity of the abdomen, no gross tenderness, stable lower extremity edema. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries in February, creatinine of 6.3. For a GFR, around 8, low potassium, 3.5, normal sodium, metabolic acidosis of 21, low albumin, 3.2, chorated calcium, normal, phosphorus, 4.4, anemia, 9.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 5. Symptomatic, needs to start dialysis. Next number, left-sided nephrectomy. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, hypertension present in the low side. Discontinue felodipine. Next number, enlargement of the prostate. There has been previously documented urinary retention. This is in December 2021, 180, significant, but probably not the reason for the worsening of the kidney function. This could be updated. Obesity, next number is sleep apnea, no CPAP machine. Next number, AB fistula, right brachial area, just a few days ago. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding. Is going to require EPO treatment, intravenous iron. Next number, metabolic acidosis, mild, moderate. Next number, elevated phosphorus well control on binders. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment, vitamin D 125. Next paragraph, comments. He needs to start dialysis. He already has symptoms of uremia. Will require a placement of a tunnel dialysis catheter. We will try to do that today. Radiology Mount Pleasant. His dialysis unit close home will be Gladwin, as well as West Branch. We will see which one is available. They are more or less the same distance to his home. He understands that the fistula needs to mature. Eventually, he would like to do home hemodialysis. First, we will have to use it in center before we teach him how to place needles himself. He's not interested in peritoneal dialysis. At some point, we'll discuss with renal transplant evaluation. All questions answered to the patient and wife. We are arranging for the catheter and dialysis. He needs to update on hepatitis B and C, otherwise we have a recent chest X-ray. His care will be assumed by the local nephrologist. I do not go to those areas. End of dictation.